From the like Star Trek only more real department, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. I used to work in employee communications as a graphic designer. In fact, I was the first graphic designer that Southwest Airlines hired on a full-time basis. One of my duties was to lay out Love Lines, our monthly employee magazine. One of the pages we had to publish is what we call In Loving Memory. Now it's done online, but it's the obituaries of employees who have died. About 10 years ago, one of the entries was for an employee named Heidi Cayuette. She was a pilot who died in a tragic accident. To learn a little more about Heidi, I spoke with one of her friends and coworkers, Captain Becky Sparks.
She was a very joyous kind of person. She was thin. She had a smile on her face all the time. She had trained to be a gymnast in her earlier years. And somebody told me a story about one time when they were on the airplane and no passengers or anything, and she was doing handstands down the aisle. So that tells you about what she is. She had her fly-in before she came to work for Southwest Airlines had been with Southern Air Transport. She was either on the DC-8 or the 707, not necessarily the kind of airplanes that you would associate with a very petite young woman. She was tall, but she was very, very petite. She had a Harley, and one time she laid it down, and she couldn't get it up, so I think that was when she decided she shouldn't have a Harley. But that was the kind of girl she was. I know her mother and her sister very well. They live up in Virginia, and Heidi was going to build a house out on a point just down the street from her mother, out on the ocean. Her mother, in her honor, along with establishing the Heidi Cayuette Scholarship, also built a lighthouse that really is a high point to take kids and then also is for people just to walk around and be in a peaceful setting.
Several months after Heidi's death, I put together a page in another issue of Love Lines announcing a scholarship to Space Camp available to the children of Southwest Airlines employees in Heidi's name. The NASA Space Camp and Space Academy is a program of astronaut and mission training and academics. They simulate missions to a space station, and each camper takes turns, and each performs all of the different jobs of the unit. They have space simulators, shuttle mission training, and a bunch of other activities, and they teach kids to think like astronauts, and they stress team-building skills. The scholarship was funded by Southwest Airlines employees and the Cayuette family. Again, Becky Sparks.
So what I did is I called up Hoot Gibson, who was one of our pilots then, and knew that he was very involved in the astronaut corps. And then he and his wife live in Nashville, and I knew that they had done stuff with Space Camp. So they immediately put me in touch with the people to get the scholarship set up. And since that time, we have spent two employee kids every year. And also, Space Camp has kicked in from time to time and sent more and given reduced scholarships to others.
By the way, Becky's reference to Hoot Gibson was about a retired Southwest pilot and NASA astronaut, not the cowboy movie star of the 20s and 30s. There's a great story about how Heidi climbed over a fence from the parking lot area to the tarmac once to get to her flight on time.
Yes, she was flying with me, as a matter of fact. The parking people were locked. They weren't coming, and so off she get. Not only did she climb the fence, she had to throw her bags over it, too.
Well, I don't know if she could do that today in our heightened security airports, yeah. But it just kind of shows you the dedication she probably had to try to make that flight on time.
Oh, yes, she knew. We did push those airplanes on time.
For some reason, Heidi never much cared for being introduced as a pilot. But when pressed, she would present a business card that read, Heavy Equipment Operator. Sort of her paradoxical nature. You know, she could fly jumbo jets but still turn heads in a dress and heels. Now, at the time, I had never heard of Space Camp, but I thought it sounded pretty cool, and I suppose I would have loved to see my daughter participate. But she was very young, so I filed it away in my head for future reference. Well, years rolled by, and every year I included the scholarship information in Love Lines, and I began posting the notices every year on our intranet, what we called FreedomNet and now SWA Life. After my daughter got old enough to apply, I would ask her if she was interested, and the conversation usually went something like, Hannah, would you be interested in attending space camp? What's space camp? Well, it's a camp where you learn about what astronauts do and how they train and all about space and the technology to get there. Can I go with, you know, and then insert her new BFF here? I'm paraphrasing a little, but just a little. Then I would explain that the camp is out of state and that it was not likely her friend's parents would want to spend the travel expenses to get her there. So my daughter just decided she wasn't interested either. Well, I guess I gave up for a few years, and one night around the dinner table in May of this year, we were talking about various camps and what my daughter was going to be doing for the summer. And I said something like, well, I've tried for years, and I can't get much interest in your applying for the scholarship to space camp. To which my daughter responded, space camp? Yes, all of a sudden there was interest. As it worked out, the deadline for the entry was only a few days away, though, so Team Heizer snapped into action on Operation Space Camp. I find if you name your team and the operation, it really helps you rally around the situation to accomplish stuff. There were letters of recommendation to get, previous science projects to resurrect, and perhaps most importantly, a postal deadline to meet. Well, Team Heizer rose to the occasion, and a couple days later, I received an email letting me know that the application had been received. Part one of Operation Space Camp was successful, getting the application in on time. Using my theory that really got me through most of college, showing up is half the grade. Now, I guess I need to say here that a committee at NASA picks the winner from all the applicants, and no one at Southwest Airlines has anything to do with or influence on that committee. Again, Captain Becky Sparks.
And that's on purpose. I was told that I could do it. However, I want it truly to be a non-biased thing. I decided a long time ago when this scholarship was set up that instead of us trying to decide, it'd just be better for the teachers, for them to decide the same way they do their other scholarship applicants.
A week or so after we submitted the application, I got a call that part two of Operation Space Camp was successful. My daughter had won the scholarship. Well, Team Heizer was excited, and as the excitement wore on, it turned more into Operation How Are We Going to Get Hannah There? That was its own hurdle, but we did get her there on another airline, and just trust me when I say that NASA is very well-versed in meeting unaccompanied minors at airports. Which brings me to my trip of picking up my daughter. Space Camp is located in Huntsville, Alabama, and the closest Southwest Airlines city to that is Birmingham. It's about 100 miles away. I flew in on the last morning of her camp very early, and I tried to get to Space Camp for an 11 o'clock graduation. Once on the property, I was successfully directed to the wrong graduation, but still made it to the correct one on time. Well, that is if you count the graduation started a few minutes late. It, of course, featured all of the classes graduating, and retired astronaut Dr. Story Musgrave spoke. The ceremony was at the Davidson Center for Space Exploration, which opened in January of this year. It was built to house the authentic Saturn V rocket and many other space exploration exhibits. The rocket is elevated above the floor with the separate stages and engines exposed, so visitors have the opportunity to walk underneath the rocket. It was built as a fully functioning rocket, but it was never launched. It sat outdoors for 30 years, but has now been beautifully restored and is really quite a showpiece and in a very cool building and a very cool place to have a ceremony like this. I picked up my daughter, and after a brief tour of the facilities, we drove back to Birmingham to catch our flight back to Dallas. Now, clearly suffering from withdrawals, while we were waiting at the airport, my daughter was able to squeeze me in for a quick interview between texting and emails. First off, congratulations on winning the Heidi Kayuet Southwest Airlines Space Camp Scholarship.
Thank you.
What was your first thoughts when you first heard that you had won the scholarship?
Well, I was excited that I won, but a little scared that I had to travel to another state to get there.
As it worked out, you were going to have to travel by yourself there. Did you have a favorite part of camp?
I liked learning about the astronauts and stuff and meeting new people.
Well, they have several divisions. You were in Space Academy. What they called Space Camp was really for younger children, I think?
That was from either 7 or 8 to 11.
And then Space Academy was 12 to something and 14, and then they have
Advanced Academy, which is like 15 to 18 or 19 or something.
And then what was the other one where I got lost and went to the wrong place?
Aviation Camp.
The aviation camp. I actually went to a first graduation and couldn't find my daughter, and I got quite concerned till they explained to me I was in the wrong place. Anyway, so let's see, what's some of the stuff that you experienced?
Well, I got to experience my weight on the moon, where we sit in this little chair and it has like a rubber bungee cord strapped to it, and it kind of bounces you up and you feel what it's like to kind of walk on the moon. I got to experience being a flight director in the mission controls and a pilot on the rocket ship.
Well, the whole idea of this is sort of like to get a taste of what it is like to go through astronaut training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you ever afraid?
That I was going to mess it up? Yes.
But you came through, though.
Yeah.
Well, good. I take it you made a few friends. I've been seeing you texting a few people, and I think you made some friends?
Yeah.
Now, people come to this from all over. I think you talked about one kid. I heard one kid that was there from England, and where was the other kids from?
Italy.
And, of course, all across the United States. Well, all in all, would you come back?
Yeah.
You'd go back to it? Would you do the same thing, or would you do that adventure challenge?
I'd want to try the aviation challenge.
Aviation, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the names are very similar, and then they kind of overlap is why I've gotten a little confused on some of the names. But, well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome.
I'd like to thank the employees of Southwest Airlines, and especially the Cayuette family, for making this scholarship possible. Hannah really did seem to gain some confidence and knowledge of space. In fact, I've even noticed students from her science class calling my daughter asking about their science homework. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.